From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called for the closure of the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, saying it perpetuates the Palestinian problem. Zlatissa Hoch has more.
Netanyahu said the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees now supports mostly their descendants. Critics say that cutting funds to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees would exacerbate regional tensions, especially in Gaza, where residents already are protesting their worsening living conditions. Zlatissa Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Penny Dixon reports Iran's foreign minister said countries can't ensure their security by trying to destabilize neighbors.
Javad Zarif warned such policies could damage its initiators before others. Iranian state media have accused Saudi Arabia of provoking the unrest in the country. At least 21 people died across Iran in recent anti-government protests. Zarif also criticized the U.S. for remaining in Syria, calling the policy destructive and tension-raising. I'm Penny Dixon, VOA News.
South Korea said it will announce on Tuesday whether it will respect an agreement between the country's previous government and Japan that was aimed at resolving a feud over comfort women forced to work in Japan's wartime brothels. Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa told reporters at a news conference and say that the measures the government intends on taking to follow up on a public-private panel that concluded last week, the accord failed to meet the women's needs. Follow Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Pope Francis called for all nations to support every effort at dialogue to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula and to work for a legally binding ban on nuclear weapons.
In this regard, it is of paramount importance to support every effort at dialogue on the Korean Peninsula in order to find new ways of overcoming the current disputes, increasing mutual trust, and ensuring a peaceful future for the Korean people and the entire world.
He made the remarks during his annual speech to diplomats that has become to known as the State of the World Address. Delegates from North and South Korea are scheduled to hold talks on Tuesday, the first time in more than 2 years. The focus of the talks will be centered around North Korea sending athletes to the Pyeongchang Winter Games, being held in South Korea next month. People displaced by Iraq's war against the Islamic State group are being returned to unsafe areas, allegedly in order to ensure elections go ahead in May. David Doyle has the story.
More than 2 million Iraqis were displaced by the war against Islamic State. Now that war is over, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is riding a wave of popular support. But critics say he is more interested in winning elections in May than returning displaced Iraqis home safely. Iraqis must be in their area of origin in order to vote, and if they have not returned home, this could delay the polls. Aid workers at camps in Anbar province tell Reuters military trucks arrive at camps unannounced, and commanders read lists of people who have 1 hour to pack their belongings and go. An Iraqi military spokesman said claims the military forced civilians to go home were an exaggeration.
That was reporter David Doyle. Dark drama, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri was the big winner for 4 Golden Globe Awards on Sunday evening, a night marked by scathing jokes about sexual harassment and passionate odes to those breaking their silence. Oprah Winfrey said she was inspired and proud by those who broke their silence, saying that speaking one's truth is the most powerful tool we have. Winfrey, who along with most of the show's other attendees donned black gowns in support of the victims of sexual misconduct, was the first black woman to receive the annual Cecil B. DeMille Award. Zimbabwe's Anti-Corruption Commission says it is probing the circumstances surrounding the controversial awarding of a doctorate to former First Lady Grace Mugabe. Mugabe, whose husband resigned in November under pressure from the military and ruling party, received a doctorate from the University of Zimbabwe in 2014 amid allegations she did not study for. Former President Robert Mugabe was chancellor of the university. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.